for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to all who carry the sign of the living God. Yay, Jesus! I'm going to repeat that again. Good morning to all who carry the sign of the living God. Good morning. And you know what? I got some more to add to what God gave me last night. Woo, what a great day. What a great day.
I was dead in my transgressions, wandering in sin. I went searching for redemption down a road that had no end. I was walking through the fire. I was living on the run with my flesh lost in desire. I was drowning in the flood. But God, rich in mercy, you came to save me. Now I'm alive. But God, strong and mighty, you reached down for me so I could rise. Now I'm alive. I am far from being perfect. There are days that I regret. On this battlefield I struggle with the life that I have lived. I have fallen short of glory. I can't make it on my own. If you can't recognize my past, I'd be sinking like a stone. But God, rich in mercy, you came to save me. Now I'm alive. But God, strong and mighty, you reached down for me so I could rise. And now I'm breathing in. Rich in
Praise God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you this morning. I thank you. Now, if you weren't on with me last night, you're going to have a hard time understanding where we are. I'm sorry, that's just how it went. Because God revealed, and he's doing a wonderful work of revealing, because that's who he is, remember? Remember, the whole book of Revelation is the revealing of God. Praise Jesus. Now, for this message right here, I need 8 people to post Psalm 91, verse 3. Psalm 91, verse 3. Psalms 91, verse 3. You got that? And if you weren't on last night, I highly, highly advise you to listen to last night. It was 2 hours. I was sweating bullets. I pressed my way through. It's going to be kind of choppy for you because you're going to hear me. You're going to hear the devil fighting me to keep that message off of this line, off of this podcast. But glory be to God. I made it through to the end. To the end. And now he gave me, and I believe that he's going to keep feeding this until he stops. I'm still going to do how to start your own home church. But I might do that on my other one, Spirits Are Subject Unto You, my other blog talk. Like what I'm going to teach now belongs over there, but I'm utilizing what I have this morning. But if you missed last night, you need to listen to it in order to be up with where I'm coming from this morning. And the interesting thing is, somebody texted me last night and they said, you know, I listened to that message you have on the YouTube, coming against Satan, the beast, and I think it's Satan, Leviathan, and the beast. I'm not certain. I have to check my phone again. And they said that they had listened to that before coming on last night. But this message is a continuation of last night, where God revealed the sign of the living God as found in Revelation 22 and 4. And they, the righteous, shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. That is why the sign of the mark of the beast is a copycat, counterfeit of Satan, 666, imprinted in the middle of the forehead or in the middle of the hand. It's just a counterfeit. And God revealed last night how Satan seduces man in an attempt to destroy all that is positive in him in order to imprint his soulish realm mark of the beast in order to get people low enough to receive him. So it's 2 hours long. I suggest you listen to it so you can get understanding. And this morning, I'm coming from my main part that God was revealing, showing me, is Psalm 91:3. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. I thought that was pretty interesting, actually, very interesting, considering what we had gone through last night. So this is what this is about. This is what that Holy Ghost keeps hammering. Have you ever wondered why you keep going through some of the same problems day after day? Sometimes every month or year, you see yourself losing something or struggling in a certain area of your life at the same time of year or even month. Now, you know, I have taught on cyclical demons before. Cyclical demons. Well, actually, this is deeper and more explanatory. So I'm going to get into it in just about 2 minutes and 5 seconds. The devil is alive, but he sure not well. You know, this morning, as I get into this, and as I'm coming through this, you know, this attack, and coming through it, believing God, trusting God, and having the assurance in my heart that God is going to bring me completely out of this, and on top of it and over it. And that's why I just won't quit. It don't matter, brothers and sisters. I'm trying to find this little, I like these little silly songs, you know, a little simple song. I guess because ain't nothing really complicated about me. Used to be when I was in bondage to sin, you know, I used to think then that I was all this and all that and lived like that, acted like that, and had enough money to back it up. But, you know, this is what I learned. Only what you do for Christ will last. I mean, not just last till you die, but into eternity. So the thing I live now is like a old Carmen song. Yes, I do. Lord. Trust in you all the way. It's easy to say it, but you know what? Some of your faith is on trial. That's right. Are you living what you say? Now, I guess I can only, those examples I gave you last night. But you see, God says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, that's a snake, the young lion and the dragon. Remember we dealt with that dragon last night? Shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. After I read that, the Holy Spirit said, Erica, when the people were walking around in darkness, when the people were seeking power, and they ignorantly tapped into occultic dark power, he said, them spirits ain't never been dealt with. They ain't never been cast out. I said, which ones? He said, you got a whole lot of them running around here with an open eye of Horus, because they thought that I looked through that. He said, you got a whole lot of them running around here with that false pineal power of Kundalini operating through them, because they tapped into evil soulish realm spirits that influence people, cause people to make great heartbreaking painful mistakes that have now limited them to a certain realm, mistakes that have limited them to a certain level of life. He said, those powers, those false pineal abhors and evil Kundalini soulish realm spirits have caused people, my own people, to be victims against me. My own people have been caused through that evil abhors, those false pineal, and those evil soulish realm spirits to make wrong decisions. And now those spirits, Erica, have captured people's progress, have captured and destroyed people's marriages, because those spirits are projecting and terminating me out of their lives. You see, the devil is not omnipresent. The devil is a spirit that is limited, and so are all of his demons, agents, with their powers, with their influences, He said, and what they need, Erica, they have to collect information. They have to collect information in order to successfully go about their missions to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I said, okay. He said, Satan and demons have marked people. They've been marked. They've been identified, Erica, for demonic attacks. They've been marked. They've been identified for hatred and rejection. They've been marked. They've been identified. And then they're manipulated to meet the wrong people in their life. He said, I said, but God, how can this be? He said, they've been bewitched. Been bewitched, and then they've been manipulated to look for help and received it, Erica, in the places that promote poverty. They received it in the places that promote suffering, hardships, and all manner of problems. He said, it may not have been them directly. He said, it might have been their mother or their father. In order to enforce and influence all types of generational, ancestral, and bloodline curses. The Holy Spirit said the devil is not only interested in you, but you got to remember, he was interested in your bloodline before you were ever born. You got to remember and you got to tell the people that Satan, devil's demons, evil, is after the whole family. That's why many of you today are suffering, as I said early on this week and yesterday, last night. That's why many of you are suffering today what your parents and your grandparents suffered. And you say, well, Erica, how is this done? Done simply. It ain't complicated. The Bible tells you how it's done. It's done through familiar spirits. It's done through the manipulation of whomever laid down and turned your family line over to the enemy so that the enemy is not just out to destroy you. The enemy is out to destroy everyone in your family. But in order for them to be successful, they need records. They need information. They need knowledge. And too many of you have been willing, and you did give them what they needed. You gave them the knowledge. You turned it over to familiar spirits who had been recording all the information concerning you, the victim, for the destruction of your future through the utilization of calculated attacks. You see, the devil will lay a plan for you. The devil will have laid a plan for you. In 1983, and the plan is to be enacted, or the plan was to be enacted in 2020. 21, 22, 23. And you see, this is why the enemy, Satan, devils, demons, keep tempting you with the same thing over and over and over again. He may come at you in a different way, but it's the same old stuff, because the Bible says that there's nothing new under the sun. And he has the help of familiar spirits. He has the help of demonic arrows that have been tailored just for you. He has the help through divination and necromancy to know what you are about what you're praying. You see, the devil wants to know what God is doing in your life. Demons want to be able to record it, brothers and sisters, so they can follow you, so they can see how to spiritually, intelligently help you. Familiar spirits. The more they successfully invade your soul, the more accurately they can work against you from the inside to the outside. And the more likely they are able to attack you and your family. You see, these familiar spirits provide information to their false prophets and prophetesses and mediums, or anyone who deals by and through those spirits of divination and necromancy as it relates to prophecy. So now this explains to you why false prophets and fortune tellers can prophesy and know things concerning you by way of witchcraft, brothers and sisters. Witchcraft is one of their most widely used tactics. Brothers and sisters, understand this. There are levels. Hear me this morning. There are levels of witchcraft. There's conscious witchcraft. There's unconscious witchcraft. There's blood witchcraft. But it is all highly spiritual and very much developed by those that operate in and through the craft. When the children of Israel left Egypt, their enemies, people living in the promised land, vowed never to allow them to enter the land. You see, they believed that it was their right to defend their birthright, their ancestral land, inherited from their ancestors. The Bible speaks of them about seven great nations. The Canaanites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and others. When the waters of the children of Israel was defiled, it was God who healed their water. It was God who fed them in the wilderness. It was God that rained manna and bread from heaven. It was God that gave them drink in the dry wilderness. And it was God who miraculously excuse me, parted the uncompromising Red Sea. And it was God, through Moses, that led the children of Israel on the dry ground in the middle of the Red Sea. It was God that gave them victory in times of war against the Amalekites and other nations. It was God that defended them and gave them victory before their enemies. Brothers and sisters, why? Because they had the sign of the living God upon them. You see, as they were getting ready to enter the promised land, God warned them, and God gave them the condition to possess the land. God warned them and gave them the position to enjoy the good things of the land and to inherit it. God said, when thou art coming to the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. This is Deuteronomy 18, 9 through 12. You see, God warned his children to avoid sin, to separate themselves from the abominations of the land, which happens to be the use of divination. The abominations of the land, the use of enchantment. The abominations of the land, witchcraft, the abominations of the land, charms, the abominations of the land, consultations with familiar spirits through divination and necromancy. Brothers and sisters, understand this. God, the landlord of the earth, will drive someone and any nation out of their inheritance because of the things above. Many of you took on that eye of Horus, God said. Many of you asked God to open up your pineal gland so you could have power. Many of you ask God to open up that snake that runs down the spine called chakras. Many of you are suffering today because you opened up those gateways to hell. You open up those demonic portals. When you know, or whoever in your family line opened it up, you knew that you were supposed to be in covenant. You knew you had a relationship with God. And you knew that your life was supposed to please him. You knew you were supposed to live for him at any cost. But God, in his infinite mercy, in his eternal goodness, is ready to forgive you, is ready to shut those gates and doors and cast those spirits out of you. In the name of Jesus right now, I bind up every spirit that has come in through the eye of Horus, that has come in through that pineal gland, soulless realm opening of hell. I bind up every familiar spirit of every level of witchcraft, conscious, unconscious, bloodline, and spiritual. In the name of Jesus, I bind those spirits right now. In chains and fetters of iron covered with a blood covering of the blood of Jesus. And I command you, get off of the emotions. Come off of the inner man. Loose that soul. Cough these things out. Go! 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 All hidden works of darkness from the eye of Horus. I take the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, and you are being pierced, cut out. Go! Final column. Go! Get off the central nervous system. Go! Loose those eyes. Go! Get off of the ears. Dumb and deaf. Working with soulless realm, demonic spirit. Go! Go! Every hidden work of darkness. Through divination, necromancy, bewitchment. Go! I destroy the works of every wizard, every sorcerer, all bewitchment. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Go! Separate! Go! Go! Come out and off the bones. Go! Come out and off of the head. Go! Right now. How dare you defile or attempt to defile the Son of the Living God? Go off the shoulders. Go off the back of the neck. Go in the name of Jesus. Loose those lungs. Go! I thank you, Father God, for the breath of the Almighty. I destroy this curse of the snare of the fowler. I command supernatural death to the deadly pestilence right now. Go! Go! Loose that body. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. I bind up every witchcraft binding spirit. Go! Loose God's people and let them go. Loose God's people and let them go. In the name of Jesus. Go! With the fire of God, I command your contract be burned off the family line, all the way back to Nimrod and the Tower of Babel, all the way back to Adam and Eve, all the way back to the foundations of chaos, where God brought peace, order, and organization into chaos. And the fruit is us. The fruit is the fact that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all of us that dwell therein carry the mark of the sign of the living God. Lift your hands up to God. Lift your hands up to God. Renew your covenant with God today. Renew your relationship with God today. You see, it is God that gave you the ability to choose to live for him at every cost. God is ready to remove anything in your way that will stop you from receiving more of him. But there's a condition. The condition is you got to be ready to enter into a covenant with him. The one that he established, not the one that you think he established. You see, if you can decide for God right now, forsaking all others, there's a tremendous inheritance available for you to be blessed with. The Lord says that he will gather you and he will bring you into the land which your fathers possess, and you shall possess it. The Lord says you will do good and he will multiply you above your fathers. The Lord says he will circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed, that they will love the Lord thy God with all their heart. And look at this. With all thy soul, that thou mayest live. That's found in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 4 through 6. My answer to you this morning, Father God, yes, do I do, Lord. Love you. Be filled right now with a fresh awakening.
Trust in you. out again. He didn't count, he didn't bend.
Do I do? Yes, I say. But trust in you, Lord, all the way. Do I do? Yes, I say. Trust in you, all the way.
Moses told the Pharaoh back in Egypt's land. God said, Pharaoh, let my people go. After many plagues, people fled in vain. They headed for the promised land.
Do I do? Yes, I say. I trust in you, Lord, all the way. Do I do? Yes, I say. I trust in you, all the way.
Everything I am.
Everything I'll be.
Everything I'll do. Peter's on the master walking on the sea. Peter's taking I come out to you. Jesus told him, Peter, I can make it be. If all you do is trust in me.
Do I do? Yes, I say. Trust in you, Lord, all the way. Do I do? Yes, I say. Trust in you, all the way.
The locust had eaten, the conqueror, and the caterpillar. And God shall restore it plentiful. Double, double for your trouble. Ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Hey!
Yay! My God is good.
God is good all the time, all the time. My God is good.
Double, double.
My blessing double, double.
Blessing double, double.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God. So I'm going to come against those demons tomorrow. Morning is my time.
Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. So sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. Sing glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Fountain so rich and sweet, cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to His name. We'll sing glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name.
I destroy the power of all spirits of revenge, retaliation, and lashback. You cannot take revenge, retaliation, or lashback on any person, family line, member of their family line. In the name of Jesus, all you spirits have been bound to the pit until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. Now, go to the pit. Father God, refresh, restore, renew, and refill by the power of your own Holy Spirit that works in each and every one of us. Thank you.
This that new Kiki exclusive, y'all. Hot fire. Let's go.
I did it all for the first time. Made a mistake, but I earned mine. I broke it on the one time. Well, I did it all my way. Fixed it on the front line. The pain. If I'm dancing when I wanna,
please don't judge me.
If I'm smiling when I'm under,
please don't judge me.
I just ran through the fire, please don't judge me.
Please don't judge me.
I just walk in the wire, please don't judge me.
Please don't judge me.
I don't know if you have noticed, I'm doing me and I love it. I just ran through the fire, please don't judge me.
Please don't judge me.
If you don't give me no help, I do it all by myself. I just ran through the fire.
Judge me by the songs I sing. Please don't judge me by the way that I'm dancing. You know God the only one can judge me. You know that I'm feeling so free. I be chilling, I just do it me. We turned up and we killing this beat. Go ahead and get on your feet.